During the months of September and October, we targeted, investigated, and arrested more than 100 violent repeat offenders and others tied to criminal activity. Moreover, at the beginning of this year, we intensified our efforts by assigning officers to monitor each violent repeat offender. In coordination with our state's attorney, we ensured that each offender is held during bail review and prosecuted accordingly. To enhance our effort on violent repeat offenders, we will implement a program that has seen success in several other cities. Operation Ceasefire will focus on violent repeat offenders and will work directly with community members and law enforcement to make it clear: the violence taking place in our communities must end now. There will be severe and swift consequences for any future acts of violence. And if you're genuinely sincere about wanting to change your life, we're here. We're here with resources and the support to assist you in that endeavor. The program will also increase intelligence utilizing an interagency collaboration. The police department, the sheriff's office, they'll join forces with other local, state, and federal agencies. Each organization will work in unison to restrict a criminal's freedom of movement and their ability to evade capture. This further represents our all-hands-on-deck approach to reducing violence in our city. And as we keep our focus on the most violent offenders, we're also adjusting some of our tactics with proactive policing rather than reactive policing. We will aggressively deploy officers and other resources into geographic zones that are experiencing increased violence. At the beginning of this year, we increased the number of enforcement zones from 4 to 17 throughout the city. These zones are patrolled by every officer, not just specialized units. Data tells us where the criminals are, and we're conducting search warrants and drug buys and undercover stings to apprehend these individuals before they get a chance to commit violent crime. Crime is not stagnant, and criminals are always looking for a way to stay one step ahead of the police. We must continue to improve our ability to turn observations into actionable intelligence. To that end, we have deployed a staff commander to our city's watch center. The staff commander will work with a team of analysts to gather and analyze intelligence and help make decisions on when and how to deploy officers and respond in real time to violence. The Baltimore City Police Strategic Plan has laid out a series of recommendations to improve the department and increase public safety, and they are hard at work implementing these recommendations. On top of responding to our current needs, we're also working to modernize our police force. Our department needs technology upgrades. For instance, right now, our officers are spending a good portion of their time completing archaic and time-consuming police reports instead of being visible in the communities that they serve. That's why we've begun to make technological advancements to remotely take and process reports directly from the streets so police officers can spend more time on their beat. We're also negotiating a new contract with the goal of making our police force more nimble and more responsive, while reducing overtime and paying more competitively. We need the flexibility to move our officers to the street during peak times when the crime is occurring, and I look forward to working with the FOP to make this happen. I know that this goal is within reach. We just successfully negotiated a groundbreaking new contract with our firefighters, and this is an example of how labor and management can work together to move the department and our city forward. Our crime-fighting strategy must also include resources to prevent youth violence. We know that when our young people are out on the streets at night, they're more likely to either become victims of violent crime or perpetrators. Currently, our curfew center only operates during the summer months when school is not in session. However, additional resources are needed to make this year-round. That is why we're proposing the creation of youth connection centers for teens that violate the city's curfew. The new connection centers will allow minors in violation of our curfew laws to be transported to safe environments until their parents or guardians can arrive to pick them up. While there, the young people and their families will have the opportunity to be connected with services that support and promote positive development for our young people. There's more to come. I will continue to introduce initiatives to support our crime strategy, including programs for at-risk youth and additional interagency coordinating targeting violent repeat offenders. Building a safer Baltimore requires all of us to do our part.